Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Let's go live to Hamburg this morning. Sean Crotty is joining us, Town of Hamburg Emergency Manager. Sean, it was a nervous night for a lot of people, especially along the lakeshore. But we know now that winds have not been as strong as expected. Does that mean good news along the lakeshore?
That does mean good news along the lakeshore. We're always pleased when we can escape, harm's way. So we don't mind doing all the preparation and getting people their awareness heightened, just to be aware. But certainly we are thankful that we did escape the path this time.
Yeah, was it easier to make sure people were aware and ready to go after what happened on Halloween?
Well, we had a town meeting the other night, and many, many residents came out, and, all with the same concerns that, the storm damaged their seawalls, and that is their first line of defense between that lake and their home. So everybody did have a heightened sense of security and awareness and, and concern. So, we're doing everything we can to, mitigate that, and also, we don't have any control over Mother Nature, so... awareness and being able to proactively communicate with them is exponentially important. So,
what is the situation now since the Halloween storm? I mean, are you still in the, cleanup mode and getting people back to normal?
Pretty on cleaning, getting their homes back in order, trying to get their lives back to normal as much as possible within the realm of what we can do for them. We did host the meeting the other night that brought in subject matter experts from the Weather Service and the Army Corps of Engineers and some small business administration people so that we can kind of determine a path from here where we are now to where we need to get their life back to normal. So we just learned we had requested a small business administration assessment team. Last evening we had learned that there will be a small business administration assessment team in Buffalo and Erie County for our Erie County residents starting Monday morning. So that's good news to get the ball rolling for folks that would qualify for that Small Business Administration benefit. So,
it's not the first time you've been through that process, though, right?
No, we utilized the SBA process in the tornado two summers ago, as well as the winter storm 5 years ago. So, that's the most recent times that we've utilized the SBA program for our residents.
Elevated lake levels kind of appear to be the new normal now, not just Lake Erie, but, Lake Ontario. We've certainly been hearing an awful lot about that. Is the town kind of preparing for that?
All of the Great Lakes. And our presentation from the Army Corps of Engineers on Wednesday evening was fantastic to, provide some insight on why we can't just pull the plug and, drain off 4 feet of water. It was really comprehensive. And you look at the, like you described it, the new norm, it's not just a matter of it just can't drain or lower the lake levels over the course of days. It's, months and years. So, we're preparing for it. And we have the Hoover Beach community that is at pretty much lake level. Most of the other residential areas of our town have some elevation to it where there's cliffs and or shores. But even those are suffering some, increased erosion. It's something that we need to be aware of, and we're doing our best as we move into our next all hazards mitigation cycle at the county level. We put together a comprehensive plan on what hazards affect our specific communities, and obviously this is going to elevate from the last one we did 5 years ago because of the lake level.
Looking back to this past Halloween storm, what is the main issue that people are still dealing with today from that event?
Well, some residents have, damage to their home that make their homes inhabitable. So that's, our greatest concern because we want to get people back into their homes. The secondary issue that they're dealing with is the infrastructure to their personal property that's been damaged. So those seawalls and any kind of trees or erosion control measures that they have in place, those were damaged as well. So we had a similar storm on the 27th, the Sunday before Halloween, that was comparable to what was forecasted to come in overnight last night, you know, with the waves and the wind speeds and everything. So that, you know, their infrastructure was in place for that storm. So it really was a non-issue. You know, we did get some water and there was some localized flooding. But for the most part, because their infrastructure was in place, it wasn't, you know, it wasn't as dramatic as we had, you know, expected it to be. But then after the Halloween storm, obviously a lot of their seawalls are damaged. And any subsequent storm that comes in during, you know, these months until the lake freezes over, you know, they're going to be concerning for us and for the homeowners.
Is the Hoover Beach area the area of greatest concern in the town?
For the increased lake levels, yes, because it's the only portion of town that's at grade with the lake. It's, you know, at the lake level. There's up in Woodlawn, there's residential areas that have some more distance between the lake itself and the community, but they're also at lake level. But there's, you know, Woodlawn Beach and then some railroad infrastructure that's between the two. So, you know, when you look at the risk versus, you know, the threat, we're looking at, you know, the Hoover Beach as being, because of the elevation of the community and the lake level and the predominant wind direction that these storms are coming in, it has them right in the crosshairs.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.